Welcome back to It's Your Business. It's a pleasure once a month. Probably ought to be more than that, but we are now just a week away from the April 15th filing deadline. One Tim Ness voted Sioux Falls best for how many years?
8 years.
My goodness. Probably going to be more than that. I mean, you're far better than Connecticut or any of the teams that are in the tournament. You get voted every year. You get a new ring every year for being the champion.
Well, we appreciate that, too. So if you do take part in that election, as far as the local best goes, we'd appreciate your vote this year again. So I understand the polling is open for the regular election and for the local best. So if you're in the voting mood today, please give us a check.
No ballot issues of any kind. You just fill it out.
Yeah, I think you just fill it out to the best of your ability and you go with your gut instinct as to who you feel is the best and hopefully cast your vote for a winner here in Sioux Falls. So,
if you have questions in this hour, and we know you're getting down to that nitty-gritty, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. If you haven't heard Tim answer a question on the air, you ought to call in and see just how good he is. How's that for an intro?
Promising. I hope I can deliver.
All right. I would guess, you know, that it might be very difficult for you to get out of the office for an hour a week before the 15th.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm booked pretty solid, I guess, for the rest of the week. There are openings, if that's often a question we have. We are taking on new clients. Me personally, I have some slots are available. I know when we're looking ahead here up until the 15th. So be happy to help you if you need help at either of our locations at 1616 East 10th Street or at 3220 West 57th. You can just give us a call, set up an appointment. We'd be happy to help you. The organization is much bigger than just myself, a little bit bigger anyway. We're still kind of a small business, but we do have other staff available who have either CPAs or CPA-oriented training, that type of thing, been with us for a number of years. Very trusted people that we have on hand to help you and to serve you and hopefully get your returns done if they're not already completed.
You did extend some hours through this tax preparation period.
Right. I mean, everybody's got a busy schedule. As you mentioned, my schedule in particular is busy. So it just depends on. We're open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. So lots of folks see us throughout the week. But if you're busy, you know, running to work and then family activities after school, things going at night, you can always come see us on Saturday or Sunday during the tax season, and we'd be happy to help you.
Last time we talked, last month, I think it was the 11th of March, we talked and you said right around 2000. And my guess is you've had at least a couple of more that have come in since then.
Yeah, we've had a couple more. We're around, I didn't get the exact number, but somewhere around 3,300 or so now, as far as the number of persons we've served here in Sioux Falls this year and the Sioux Falls and surrounding areas, because we do help folks, you know, from their smaller communities around Sioux Falls and into, you know, Iowa and Minnesota. We do help folks as far away as California or Texas or Arizona and things of that nature as well. So we're seeing a lot of folks. Nationwide, it's surprising. I'm getting feedback that the tax professional community is seeing a little decrease in activity. We're seeing an uptick in our particular business. So thank you to those of you out there who have come through our doors. We appreciate your business, and we hope we've served you well.
One of the things that did change this year, the government said, we're not helping you.
Yeah, well, you know, this has to do with IRS and some of the budget constraints that they've found themselves under. They've had to cut back in a number of areas as far as providing service to the general public. They had to make some decisions, whether or not we agree with them or not, to cut back in certain areas. And this was one of those areas which they felt that they just couldn't handle anymore. At one time, IRS did do some community outreaches and education programs. And when I was with them back in the 90s, I took part in that as far as education is concerned. And customer service actually did some outreaches for some bigger companies here in Sioux Falls. But they didn't really do any tax preparation service as such. Then later on, after I left, they started to prepare tax returns internally. And it was quite popular with some folks. They just had to shut that end of it down because they felt they were understaffed and ill-equipped to handle that this year and potentially in the coming years.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. He's here, and, of course, the deadline is April the 15th. That is the deadline, but if you don't owe money, if you're getting a refund, is there a different deadline?
Actually, there is not really a deadline, so to speak, to file if you're going to get a refund. A common misconception is that we need to get everything filed by April 15th. It would, of course, benefit you to file and get your money back as soon as possible. But technically speaking, if you do a refund, the government isn't going to slap any penalties or interest on you because you don't owe the government. But if they owe you, you have about 3 years to file your tax return. And potentially you could accrue some interest on that refund. And the government will pay you your refund plus additional interest because they got to use your money up until the time that you filed your tax return. So for those of you that are concerned, if you're positive you're going to get a refund, there isn't that drop-dead deadline that people need to worry about. But if it were me filing and somebody owed me, I'd probably want to get the money back as soon as possible. For those of you who think you might owe, there are something called extensions available. However, people hear the word extensions and think...
Extensions and government seem to go together.
Right, right. And there's a misconception out there that if you owe money, you can get an extension and get additional time to pay. This isn't the case. The extension itself is only an extension of time to file, not time to pay. So if you believe you're going to owe the government $8,000, $10,000 or something like that, and you just can't pay it right now, you should still file a return timely because there are penalties associated with failure to pay. You'll know kind of more accurately where you're at by the 15th of April and be able to pay some of that down potentially. Maybe you don't even owe. A lot of folks have come into our office, thought that they might potentially owe the government money and found that indeed they're receiving a refund or they owe a lot less than they thought. So there's some relief that goes on in our office. It's kind of a counseling session we go through. We take a look at see if there's additional deductions like traditional IRA deduction that might be available to a lot of taxpayers out there as kind of a last minute rescue attempt to decrease tax or increase refunds. And for those of you out there, we can still make 2013 traditional IRA contributions up until April 15th. So this is another reason if you think you're going to owe, you might want to come in earlier in the year to explore these opportunities and the numbers and see if you can put additional funds together to sort of pay yourself for retirement instead of pay the government the additional tax.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. He is here. He's going to take our questions. He can take yours. 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. We'd like to hear from you this morning. 3,300 returns. What is trending as far as the questions people have this year?
Trending. Well, I'm getting a lot of questions every year about whether or not the kids in those commercials are my kids. That seems to be the number one question I get asked, and I guess I can just say, no, the kids in the commercials aren't my kids, but they do a great job, and I think that the advertising people that put together the ad did a great job, and it seems to be a well-talked-about ad. But other than that, people are concerned, of course, about some of the tax changes that might be happening. That we get a couple of questions here and there about the health care programs and what we expect tax rates to be and tax legislation to be. People are doing some planning as far as home remodeling and potentially energy savings. As of December 31st, our credits for energy efficient changes to your home and the sales tax credit officially went away. Now, Congress has been working on an extender package, which they usually passed by the end of the past tax year, and they have something put together, but I'm not exactly sure what. Generally speaking, they'll probably be bringing back some type of sales tax deduction and some type of energy credit proposal, just like we've had in the past, and some educator expenses for the teachers. That would be deductions for teachers. But we really don't know what that package looks like, and the terms of those criteria might change. So we'll be trying to keep ahead into that potential legislation and let you folks know what's going on so you can go ahead and make those major home improvements once you hear some details.
Generally speaking, the 3,300 that you've dealt with, and again, you've talked about the trends here that you've seen an increase. A lot of others maybe haven't seen as many. Have people done a better job of collecting in general what they had? Have they been better informed this year, or have they been more confused?
In general, we see a lot of repeat clients. So in general, people are...
You already got them trained.
Well, I wasn't going to quite say it that way, but yeah, they come see us, and we do kind of walk through everything with them the first year, and sometimes that first year takes a little longer, and it's a little bit more of a process. But most folks have come back to us, you know, with their records in relatively good order, you know, the second time around. And so we're seeing people staying on top of situations and remembering what they went through last year. So they're coming in a little more prepared, well prepared. And that's helping us be a little more productive in the types of things that we can talk with them about during their time with us and help them do additional planning for the 2014 year. We kind of see the opportunity to sit down with the client. We try to do most of our returns with people there in our office so we can have that exchange of information, ask the appropriate questions, and help them, you know, project into the future and see what their potential income and tax liabilities might be, run investment ideas potentially by them that they might be utilizing, and try to just help them with an overall financial aspect of what their situation looks like if they're interested in pursuing that conversation.
You talked that you will be open every day between now and the filing deadline, the 15th. Can people still get in today, tomorrow, or will they have to wait to the closer to the 15th?
Depends on the day, but, I mean, there's our spots in, at each location that people could get in today if they wished. We do have three workstations on our west side, for example, and 6 to 7 workstations at our east side location. So we have availability of preparers that are skilled preparers that we welcome you coming through our door and be able to sit down with you and prepare your return for you. I think the earlier we start, the better it is. So if people wanted to come in to see us today, that would at least get things rolling. If there's additional information that we might need to get, that gives you some additional time to get that information before the cutoff date. Like I said earlier too, if there's a balance due or a tax liability due, you might want to consider doing a traditional IRA for an additional deduction. And this would allow you to put the funds together or to talk it over and discuss and see if indeed that would be something that you could work out in your budget and is something you think might be worth your tax savings. So I guess the short story is, yeah, we welcome additional customers, additional clients. We would like to see you. And we're waiting to hear you. Give us a call, 332-4829. That's 332-4829.
You also have a website.
Yeah, then come to our website at nesttax.com. That's nesttax.com. And then you have availability there as well. You can email me from that website if you'd like. A lot of folks are emailing me to make appointments and things of that nature. It's a little hard now with calendar the way it is. Sometimes it works best to call in and see about the availability and have that interchange while you're on the phone and see and get a date and a time set that way. Because sometimes, you know, I'd like to come in late next week, okay, that Thursday or Friday afternoon, morning, and as this interchange via email is fine, but I booked somebody via email only to find out that that slot had filled by telephone, so then we had to reschedule. So, I mean, it's kind of like, I think it works best now if you just give us a call, 332-4829.
And it is an open line show. If you have questions, feel free to call in. We'll get you right into Tim at 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. If for some reason you don't want your voice heard on the air, John Michael will take some notes. We'll make sure that we ask the question for you. All a part of Nest Tax Talk on this Tuesday. Calendar says April the 8th, the 15th, the tax filing deadline, unless...
even a refund, in which case you still would want to file. That's my position on it. But if you believe you're going to receive a refund, you do have additional time automatically. The government won't penalize you. But if you think you're going to owe, it's time to know what that number is so you can get at least most of it, if not all of it, paid by the 15th, so no penalties or interest accrue on that balance due.
And you can still get in. Tim and his staff in the two locations in Sioux Falls will be open through Tuesday of next week to get you in, whether it's Saturday, Sunday. You still have appointment times available.
We do, yep, and we'd be happy to see you. We helped a lot of folks this year, and we appreciate that business here in Sioux Falls, a lot of returning clients, and a lot of new folks have come through our door for one reason or another. And it's usually relatively easy to make that transition as far as that's concerned. We always ask that you bring a copy of your prior year's tax return because there might be things that could carry over into the current year. And we can get some information from that prior year return that might be helpful to you. But other than that, being able to sit down with you face-to-face and work through the 2013 tax return based on some prior information, we can make that transition very handy. Most appointments are done, you know, within a half hour to an hour, depending on how complicated your return is. If you're unable to make that time in your schedule, we have a lot of folks that do drop their material off and have us work on it and give them a call back. So we do work that way as well, whatever fits your schedule. And we are open 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday to serve you. So please give us a call if you'd like at 332-4829.
And one thing that I have learned in doing the show with you is that you do some state returns. And if people have moved from many places across this country, which we know Sioux Falls and the Sioux Falls area continues to grow, you can help them with the state taxes.
Well, that's correct. We do serve the surrounding area, which happens to include Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. So we've done over 100 or so Minnesota returns, for example, to date. And as we announced, I think our last radio show, Minnesota was making some tax cut changes that not only affected future years, but affected 2013 tax returns. And now we know what those changes are. The software has been updated for Minnesota. So if you filed your Minnesota tax return, the government, the Minnesota government, might be getting in touch with you to see if you indeed are due some money back. Now, the original press release said that if you've already filed your Minnesota state tax return, that not to fear, the state government would make sure to review those returns and get you your check by mail. There was a follow-up to that press release that said, hey, you know, there's a lot of folks that have filed the Minnesota state tax return, and we may or may not be able to get back to you. So the short story is that on or about April 3rd, the software updates for the state of Minnesota have hit, and this could mean additional tax savings for you that have to file any type of Minnesota return. Check with us if you'd like to see how that might impact you. I wouldn't necessarily rely on the state of Minnesota to get back in touch with you and send you your check in the mail without any effort. They might do that. I think it might be advantageous, though, to be a little proactive in this area and see how it affects you. We can always do an amended return for the state of Minnesota for you to see if it impacts you and how it impacts you to make sure that you receive any refund that's due to you. So that's just something new for the state of Minnesota. Politicians being politicians decided to implement things now 4 months into the new year that affected the prior year, but that's unfortunately what happened. Similarly, the state of Iowa implemented a new credit a few months ago for the 2013 tax season, and their software wasn't updated correctly right away either. So a lot of folks who filed the Iowa return got a letter saying that you owe the state of Iowa X number of dollars if they happen to owe Iowa tax on their Iowa return. Well, what the state of Iowa is actually saying is that you owe the state of Iowa $500 rather than the $700 you thought you owed. But that's not the way the letter came from the state of Iowa. So a lot of folks got thrown into a panic thinking that they had owed an additional, let's say, $500 on top of what they've already paid. So I'm not sure what the state of Minnesota is going to send out to people, if anything. But this is some of the developments we're seeing on an ongoing basis, unfortunately, this far, almost 4 months into the filing season. So if you happen to live in Minnesota or Iowa, just give us a call, and we hopefully can help you out and see what tax ramifications there might be for you in your state tax return.
Federal tax deadline, state tax deadline, the same?
For most. Iowa's the April 30th, but Minnesota's April 15th. Iowa tends to be a little of an odd duck sometimes. They've got different filing statuses, some different rules. So it's a little tough to deal with Iowa, but I guess we still try to get most everything done by April 15th, encourage folks to do that, and we would like to look at April 15th this year as our deadline. Folks might remember in past years that April 15th was some type of a holiday sometimes in Washington, D.C., and they shut down the government for that, and so we got an extra day. Evidently, that holiday went away or something, but April 15th is our drop-dead deadline this year for partnership returns and for individual returns. So we if you can't get your records together for some reason and you need an extension of time to file, we can help you with that as well. We can file that electronically. If you think you might owe money as a part of that extension, we can have your bank account direct debited by the federal government or state government if that's necessary. So, and then we can prepare your return. Now, the extension gives you an automatic 6 months extension to file the return. We don't encourage people to take that full 6 months to get things done, but a lot of folks do. So we can help you through that process. You know, after April 15th, if you feel you got your stuff ready to go on May 1st, we'd be happy to sit down with you and do your return on that date, get things taken care of for you as soon as possible.
Scams. People are always saying, I got an email from the federal government. Is there such a thing?
No. IRS does not communicate with you via email because they feel that it is very subject to people violating your privacy. They have privacy concerns about that. And so they will communicate with you only through certified mail or regular mail. They're hesitant even to fax information to a non-secure fax because there are identity theft issues out there. We've seen a few of these things potentially happening with tax returns that we've helped people with this year. Situations where somebody has used a primary Social Security number on the tax return, and when we send that return through, the tax return is rejected because somebody else has already filed using that Social Security number and apparently last name, or else it would have been rejected. As a part of the electronic filing process, the first four letters of a person's last name has to match the Social Security number. So, you know, we have areas of concern there. If it happens and we contact the client and say, hey, did you happen to accidentally maybe even file a tax return? And they say no. So there's some problems, issues that might have occurred there. So we have to put them in touch with the regular, you know, the process for identity theft, the credit bureaus and things of that nature if they're concerned. Not a lot of this is happening, just to try, you know, keep
But if it's you, it's serious.
Yeah, but if it's your individual, the people are concerned, and you should follow up on it. And we have the contact phone numbers and paperwork that needs to be filled out if you're worried about such a scam and activity. So we've helped folks through that process and hopefully get things straightened out.
How they reach you at Nest Tax and Bookkeeping?
Give us a call, 332-4829. That's 332-4829. Our west side location is 361-5311. That's 361-5311. We can schedule you for either location from at either phone number, whichever you'd like, and be happy to help you.
We're going to talk about mistakes on the tax forms. We'll talk about deductions. We'll talk about getting you ready for the April 15th deadline following Fox Business News. Welcome back to Tax Talk. Tim Ness in the house this morning. Probably the last hour that you don't have to be in the office, whatever, between now and next Tuesday. We appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate the opportunity to come in, visit with you, get some news out to folks who might be interested. I know we get a lot of feedback from folks that come in and to our office, and many of them out there are listeners. They just choose to listen to the program a lot of times, they say, and choose not to call in, but I know there's a good listenership out there, and appreciate you listening and tuning in.
Now, if you care to call in, 1-800 number is 228-4435 or 336-1320. It is an open line show. If you have a question, if you want to be on there, you can. If not, John Michaels, who has done these kind of shows for more years than I've been around, I think he's older than I am, will be happy to take the information. We'll share it with Tim. Mistakes on tax forms. What are you finding?
Well, a lot of times lately, let's just put it this way because it sticks in my head. I've been seeing a lot of folks making contributions to Roth IRAs. Ordinarily, a good thing to do, Roth IRA is not tax deductible, but it grows tax-free to retirement. And I guess one of the mistakes that we're seeing, though, is that folks that make more money, let's say $150,000 or above, sometimes, let's put it this way, are not able to contribute to a Roth IRA without penalty for an excess contribution because there is a phase out on the Roth IRAs. And sometimes financial advisors are not aware of that, or perhaps your filing status has changed or your income has increased significantly. So what we do is, as an organization, we make it a habit of trying to take a look at your traditional IRA contribution to make sure that's eligible for the deduction and or your Roth contribution because you may be subject to limitations that you're not aware of. Maybe your financial advisor is not aware of, but we can see exactly where you're at and help you plan with that. If, for example, you've made a Roth contribution and you're not supposed to, or you're getting, so you get an additional penalty or a tax on top of that, we can contact your financial advisor and he can reverse that out perhaps into even a non-deductible IRA is safe for most folks, or get it out of there entirely into a brokerage account. So these are a couple of things that have popped up in the last few weeks and been helpful for folks.
Something popped up on the phone. Let's see who's got a question. Good morning. Do you have a question for Tim Ness?
Well, Tim, this is Roger. And when we did our taxes back about a month ago or so, we got a refund within about 7 days. I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, nothing we did special, I don't think.
I know. We got her done at the right time, I guess, and we really appreciate that. We've been with you for several years, and we really appreciate the work you do for us. So that's all I wanted to comment.
Roger, what kind of difference does Tim make to you and your family with the returns that he does?
He knows what he's doing. That's the main thing. We were doing taxes with a national firm for a long time, and I just think they were using a computer program. That's all they were doing. And I probably could go to a library and get that too, but I'd rather have a personal touch like Tim gives. And his background is, he knows the law.
He does know a lot, and I think people understand that. He asked you apparently the right questions, and he listened.
Yep. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, Roger, we appreciate the call.
Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
One of those 3,300 that have asked for help this year from Tim Ness.
Right. Well, you know, there was a time when we first started, and for a few years after that, where if I wasn't directly involved with people, I knew of your presence in the office, stopped in, chatted with you, visited with you, booked a little back-to-back now, so I'm not able to meet and greet everyone that walks through our office, not able to take that personal touch that I'd like to, for thanking everybody to come in and do business with us and trust us with your financial affairs, which can be very personal at times. And so I guess just as a blanket, thank you. I appreciate you for your business, and thank you for trusting us, and we'll try to do our best for you. And that's all I think most folks ask, is that you do your best and be honest with folks and help you through what can be confusing tax laws and times. So,
Roger made the point. Filed early, 7 days. The later you file, I would guess the more time it would take to get a refund.
Well, I mean, IRS processing is pretty good. There's no special strings any of us can pull to get that refund to you faster. So it's really up to the IRS. You know, a couple of years ago, IRS put out refund charts and had in many offices and many years prior to that. So as kind of a guideline. And they gave us estimated refund dates. Well, they caught some flack because a few years ago they did start to screen some of these issues better for identity theft and the earned income credit issue, and refunds didn't come on time. That is to say, within that time period. That on the chart, I have to admit, it does say estimated. We use the word estimated. Time for the refund is, you know, X, let's say April 15th or so, that's according to the chart, but it might change. But they caught so much flack that year because the number of the refunds were late due to the processing time that they decided not to publish that chart anymore. They have since made a public statement that most refunds, about 90% of them, will fund within 21 days. And so that's what we've been telling folks. Sometimes if you catch things on the right day, like our commercial says, you can get that refund in a week or two. And in most cases, that will be the case. And as you might have heard in the words I've been using, most and estimated and probably, there's always the case where, for example, I just reviewed a letter IRS had sent one of our clients asking them for additional information to verify that they did in fact have a child that lived with them, that they did in fact have the right to claim them on the return, et cetera, and they were going to hold the refund until the client could verify that indeed this was the case. So, of course, they're always subject to processing rules and regulations. IRS could pull the return. Last year, we had a kind of a mini horror story for a person that was a returning client to our office for many years. She's had always filed the same way, claimed the children that always she had always claimed. For some reason, they're claiming to be an identity theft issue at IRS, and she had to go through a screening process with the IRS. And it took her like 4 to 6 months to work her way through this issue, and she finally got through it by contacting our congressman's office, and they helped rectify the situation. It was kind of a mini nightmare for her, and she was scared again when she came in this year to file that she was going to get picked on or chosen for this process. So, again, long story short, no special treatment that we can get, but we do try to give you honest feedback and information on what we know to be the updated stories that are going on with the IRS. If you receive documentation from the IRS, we can help you through that process and encourage you to bring any IRS notice into us to verify that it's accurate, if nothing else, that it's not one of these scams that's going on in our community and in the United States. So, you know, if you get a letter from the IRS, let us know. Give us a call, 332-4829, and then feel free to stop back with that notice.
Somebody on Social Security had a question brought to me about a Roth IRA. If you're on Social Security, why would you want to go ahead with the Roth IRA? Because when you reach that age in life, you may need access to the money. What benefit is there to doing a Roth IRA if you're over 65, 66, 68, whatever it might be?
Well, a lot of people are convinced that, for example, they would like to put in some additional retirement funds before they officially stop working. And that's one way to do it. Those funds that go in will be tax, you know, hopefully the growth will be tax-free. If there is growth, that's tax-free growth. And so they see this as yet a retirement vehicle for them. The Roth IRA, there is no minimum required distribution at this point. So when you reach that age 70 and a half, you can still leave the Roth IRA funds intact. And this can allow folks to diversify their retirement distributions. In the retirement years, you can rely on Social Security benefits that you might receive. You know, the minimum required distributions from your traditional IRA sources and your traditional retirement. And then you still have the Roth component, which, as I said, you can wait until maybe all the other funds are exhausted before you start drawing on it or draw on it minimally. Because hopefully that growth will continue until your 90s, 100s, 120s, however long you're going to stick around. And the other component, though, is that when it does pass through, if, for example, you pass from the face of the earth, that should be distributed to your heirs, and potentially your heirs may not have to pay any tax on that because it was in a Roth.
Like land, if land is appreciated during the time, there's right. That gift at death, correct?
Yeah, you stepped up fair market value, and then, yeah, the people that get that from you inherit, basically, that land at the fair market value as of the date of death. And if it happens to go up from that date and they sell it, then they only pay the difference between that date of death valuation and what they sold it for. So, yeah, there is that component to it.
Well, there is an effective commercial on television where somebody is pulling a ribbon because they're going to last longer and how they're going to stretch their funds that make you ask the question about the Roth. If you want to take it when you've reached Social Security age, or if you want to do something else, because people are now looking to work longer, hopefully live longer, and need the funds longer.
Right. And I think that's something we all need to take a look at when we get a little more serious about our lives. Sometimes that doesn't happen until we hit, 30s, 40s, even later, and we have some time to take a look at what we've saved. And there's certain things to look at as far as saving for retirement. Americans, as in general, do a very poor job of saving for retirement, according to the statistics. It's something that we can help you with. We can take a look at the tax ramifications of this for you. We just had a client about a week ago came into our office and visited with one of our preparers and got into a discussion whether it was better to have taken money out of a traditional IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA. The financial advisor that was advising him thought, just like most financial advisors go, not what I used to think, that would be a great idea for a young individual and, go from there. But they actually got into a serious discussion with the financial advisor about, was it better to leave it in a traditional IRA or pull it out? Let's look at the future projections of the next few years. So a couple of our people went home at night, built Excel spreadsheets to solve this issue. And it was quite amusing, actually, for me, because I didn't know they were going to do that. They both came into the office the next day, showed off their Excel spreadsheets, and showed that indeed in this particular case, based on the facts that were given, it was better for that individual to have left the money into the traditional IRA, not have paid the tax up front, as long as you were in the 25% tax bracket or lower, or higher. So, you know, I guess it was some ingenuity and self-starting behavior on behalf of our professionals that are helping folks on a daily basis, but it was a good exercise. And I think, financial advisors should be able to help those folks out. We should be able to help folks out in determining, indeed, what the best strategy for retirement might be or for any type of financial planning. So it's always better to ask the question beforehand when it comes to taxes than to say, ask that question afterwards, as far as do I have to pay the tax on the land I just sold 6 months ago? Generally speaking, you know, in that case, yes, there's nothing we can do about it. But if they were looking at ways to potentially trade land, like using the 1031 exchange, like kind exchange, that can be done up front. But once the transaction is done, it's hard to undo.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. It is an open line show, much like Roger. If you just want to talk about Tim Ness and what all the preparers do, all the hours they've worked, and you're one of the 3,300 or want to be one of the next 3,300 that call on Ness Tax, feel free to give us a call. We'll be back. Talk more with Tim Ness as we approach that April. Welcome back. We're in the fourth quarter, and we're in the last two-minute drill. If you're going to file by April the 15th, Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, is with us here today. Reasons to talk to a tax professional.
A number of things. I guess one of the best things to do is that we supposedly, let's put it that way, have a large body of education that comes into play, updated daily. As I try to bring news of these developments to you on the air, I'm updated daily with the developments going on in Washington, potential tax ramifications and tax legislation. So, and we do have continuing education requirements that we need to fulfill. So there's ongoing education that we should be utilizing. If you look at the IRS website, there are some good tips as to how to choose a preparer. One of those is to look for a preparer that has a designation of some type. I'm an enrolled agent, which is monitored basically by the Internal Revenue Service. There are CPAs who answer to the State Board of Accountancy, and there are attorneys that have to listen to the state bar. So we have oversight, and we have continuing education in most cases where we need to keep up on top of things and can provide that additional knowledge and service to you to help save you money. And time and effort. Many folks have talked about some of their conversions have been from folks that are used to using TurboTax, and they have been frustrated with the use of TurboTax or other products like that online. It's hard for folks not only to keep on top of things, but to understand some of the questions and the ramifications. And so while some people are probably fine using those types of products, as long as you understand what's going on with the tax form and what forms print out and why, then you're probably good to go. But it does take a lot of effort to stay on top of some of the newer rules, some of the changes, and to know that the proper paperwork is being filed, that you're not duplicating expenses, that and some things like that. And generally speaking, a lot of folks do attempt to do their own return and kind of see where they're at, and then they come in to us and kind of compare. And in most cases, we're able to save those people money. And I always say, well, we'll only take half of that savings. But we don't charge near that price. And if we can save you some money, that'd be a great thing. And, give us a call. We do quotes over the phone. So if you're concerned about potential cost, we can let you know up front the potential estimate of our tax preparation fees. So, we're not going to charge you an arm and a leg. We do we have average pricing based on the surveys that I've seen for our area. And so, I feel like we'd provide a good service at a fair price. So give us a call, 332-4829. Hopefully we can help you out.
Obviously, with 3,300 returns or 3,303 since we've been on the air, whatever the number might be, your staff is well-trained. And we talked about the Excel spreadsheet that they went in after hours, and they put numbers together, came back with some thought process. Your people are ready to serve.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we kind of try to emphasize is, teamwork within the office, digging into the issues. It's always good to train, ask questions, there's always something new out there to learn about. I happened to come across some folks this year that were Canadian residents working in the United States, something we've seen before. We've got Englishmen that come into our office and Scots and an Icelandic doctor. We've got folks from around the world. So different issues for different people. Some things are new. Some things are, like on the international phase, similar. But not all of us have seen everything, and not all of us have memorized everything. And the tax code is very complex. And so one of the things that we look for when we train people and when we hire people and people who stay with us is that continually build on the knowledge we have. If we don't know something, make sure we know where to turn and look it up and do the research. So when we do decide to help folks, we make sure we advise them on doing the right thing and not overstepping our bounds. We want to prepare the most correct tax return we can to minimize the impact for our client. We want everything to be done on the up and up and legal. So that's one of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on. And we look to hire those types of people within our organization, those folks who give us that extra effort and take the time to talk to folks and get to know them and learn to help them in the best way that we can.
He's Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. I know that one of the groups that probably procrastinates the worst are the self-employed people that also don't have logbooks. They're probably not prepared, and they're dreading April 15th.
Well, you're correct. There's a lot of folks out there that, have kept stuff. They have receipts somewhere. Sometimes they know exactly where they are. They're in a pile or in the shoebox or in the Rubbermaid container. They haven't gone through the steps of creating an ongoing set of books, and sometimes that bogs you down trying to get that over that hill. And we welcome those folks to come in to us. Whether or not at this late point, depending on your voluminous records, we can get through everything, we'll certainly give it our best effort. And sometimes we do provide full-service bookkeeping for a number of small businesses in our area, corporations and partnerships and sole proprietors. We can help you work through that process. We have the staff that's knowledgeable in those areas to help, catch up on your bookkeeping and get an accurate profit and loss and balance sheet for you. We're working on several projects right now, for example, where this has been the case. We've had folks not file for several years, so we're trying to help those folks catch up, not only with the current year, but with years prior. So we've had experience with these folks. We welcome those folks. We understand your pain, basically, and the mental toughness it is to get through that on your own. And so be more than willing to help you out. Just give us a call. Let us know what you need to do. Be upfront with us and honest as far as your information is concerned, and we'll take it from there and help you work through that process as quickly and accurately as possible.
My guess is, too, knowing some of these people and knowing them by name, a lot of them are real estate people. It might be somebody else. They work for themselves, and they haven't paid quarterly taxes as well. They are now at that point in the year where prayer is good, but it's not the complete answer.
Right, and that's sometimes the only thing we have left. Unfortunately, we can advise, and we do often advise folks that sometimes get a sticker shock as far as balances do. We can advise them to prepare, to make estimated tax payments in the future. We highly encourage that. Some folks don't want to do that necessarily. Depends on their cash flow situation, and we understand that. Sometimes being a small business, it's hard to judge, take the construction industry, kind of a slow start to the winter. I mean, we really work in the summer and early fall, and who knows when the snow's going to hit. So you have these ups and down times, and the economy has had some issues here in the past few years. So it's been hard to deal with on their end. Businesses work in cycles, but we do try to take care of the basics, and we can help you through the process, help you project into the future. We picked up a number of bookkeeping clients just because we were able to help them through the tax situation, and they, took a deep sigh of relief and said, let's just have Nest Tax keep doing our information, keep doing our ongoing bookkeeping, and hopefully this pays off in the long run in that you're able to see profit and loss every month, and you can make decisions based on what you're seeing, help your business run better. And so, we're here to help, and, just give us a call, 332-4829. We've got a number of trained people on staff that can help you organize your bookkeeping to help you through at least this tax season and get you filed and go from there.
Relief deductions, you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, there was, we were just talking about Iowa and Minnesota writing late legislation. Well, The federal government also, for those of you out there who wish to take advantage of this, the federal government says that if you would like to make Philippine relief donations, amounts can be contributed by April 14th. Yet another strange deadline. But April 14th, you can make contributions to the Philippines Relief Fund and take it off on your 2013 return if you so choose. You can't use it in both 2013 and 2014. Duh. But anyway, you can make that election. And so if you want to help out with the relief effort in the Philippines and write it off on your 2013 tax return, you can. Just make that election. And it's just something new that developed here April 4th. So just wanted to get that out there for folks who might be interested in making yet another charitable contribution for the 2013 tax return, which you're not necessarily ordinarily able to do.
We're going to treat this last 3 minutes as a two-minute drill because we'll have some timeouts in between. It always works that way. But we want to kind of go back some key points that we've talked about in the show, that you are seeing an increase in people in your office. You're roughly at 3,300, and you have some extra hours between now and Tuesday.
Right. I mean, we're here to help folks. We don't drop dead on April 15th either. I mean, we keep our doors open. We're going to try to go back to what most folks consider normal business hours after the 15th. We're open the whole year to help you. But right now, our hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday at both locations on 1616 East 10th Street by the School for the Deaf across from Taco John's up there. And our west side location on West 57th Street at 3220 West 57th Street. So we're hoping to serve you. We have those hours of operation. We do have available time slots, and we are accepting new clients. So not only if you've been with us in the past, would we be happy to see you. We've been trying to actually contact you, working down our list to try to get you in if you needed your tax returns done. But we'd be happy to visit with you if you're a new client as well.
You don't have to file on April 15th if?
If you have a refund coming. And a lot of folks think that might be the case. And I guess I would encourage you to follow through then to go ahead and file myself and try to get that money back as soon as possible. Because who knows, things could change. We're seeing here these changes affecting the 2013 tax return now almost 5 months into the 2014 tax year. But if you believe the government owes you money, then you don't have to file. Now, if you wait too long, the government might not see those expenses that you're seeing. For example, folks that have 1099 income, maybe you're running your business at a net loss. The government only sees the income side of it, so they might see you as a profitable business that should be filing tax returns. So if you have income-producing activities, you know, you might want to take a look and see, am I meeting the filing requirements, and do I need to file? And if you meet the filing requirements about needing to file, then I would suggest you try to get your tax return done as soon as possible, even if you're getting a refund. But there won't be any penalties if you file late and you get a refund.
We're just back from commercial from the football game. We got a minute left.
Okay.
On the clock. Tax changes, Iowa, Minnesota.
I guess Iowa had some credits enacted later in the year, and Minnesota as well just passed some legislation. The software update officially took place on April 3rd. If you believe that you filed a state tax return or need to file a state tax return, and prior to that, please contact our office to see if changes might affect you. The state of Minnesota has some information on their website, but again, the state of Minnesota says in their original opening, don't worry about it. We'll review your return, and if we think we owe you money, we'll send you a check. But then in a follow-up, they said, you know, we've got a lot of Minnesotans that have filed tax returns and people that from outside of Minnesota that filed tax returns. We might not get to y'all. So please give us a call. Be proactive. 332-4829.
23 seconds to play. People can still get in.
Yeah, they can. We're open 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. We're available to help you through April 15th and after April 15th if necessary.
Phone number?
332-4829 and 361-5311.
Your office is called. They want you back at work.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. Get ready for April 15th. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.